Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson gained national attention this summer when he proposed buying one-way airfare out of Alaska's largest city for anyone without housing who wanted to leave before winter. Now, with the first snow just weeks away, those free tickets are nowhere in sight, and the city is scrambling to pull together a grab bag of housing options for its more than 3,000 unsheltered residents. The city's mass shelter, the Sullivan Arena, closed after complaints from neighbors about bad behavior and bickering between the city's Liberal Assembly and conservative mayor killed hopes for a permanent new shelter and navigation center to take its place. The Anchorage Assembly just approved $4 million in funds and will vote on additional elements of an emergency plan next week. City leaders, who estimate they still need to find up to 450 winter beds, say they are confident they have enough emergency housing ready, but the mood on the streets is grim. Last winter, Anchorage had a record 24 deaths outdoors among the homeless population, with 11 fatalities occurring in the winter months between October and April, said Alexis Johnson, the city's homeless director. The city began keeping records in 2017. Anchorage has an estimated 3,150 homeless individuals and enough room in shelters for all but about 775, Johnson said. The city recently bought four more housing facilities, which could create space for another 310 people, but is still seeking winter housing for an estimated 400 to 450. Homeless encampments sprang up all over the city this summer, including near Anchorage's historic train depot used by thousands of tourists every year. The Anchorage population of 300,000 has 40% of the state's population, but 65% of its homeless population, Bronson said, adding that the city has spent $161 million on the homeless crisis since 2020. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.